they can to promote growth and accelerate development into adulthood.
Hammond shrugged. That was inevitable. We didn't want to wait. We have investors to consider.
Of course. But I'm just saying, why stop there? Why not push ahead to make exactly the kind of dinosaur that we'd like to see? One that is more acceptable to visitors and one that is easier for us to handle. A slower, more docile version for our park.
Hammond frowned. But then the dinosaurs wouldn't be real.
But they're not real now, Wu said. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There isn't any reality here.
He shrugged helplessly. He could see he wasn't getting through.
Hammond had never been interested in technical details, and the essence of the argument was technical. How could he explain to Hammond about the reality of DNA dropouts, the patches, the gaps in the sequence that Wu had been obliged to fill in, making the best guesses he could, but still making guesses? The DNA of the dinosaurs was like old photographs that had been retouched, basically the same as the original, but in some places repaired and clarified, and as a result...
No, Henry, Hammond said, putting his arm around Wu's shoulder. If you don't mind my saying so, I think you're getting cold feet. You've been working very hard for a long time, and you've done a hell of a job, a hell of a job. And it's finally time to reveal to some people what you've done. It's natural to be a little nervous, to have some doubts. But I am convinced, Henry, that the world will be entirely satisfied. Entirely satisfied.
As he spoke, Hammond steered him toward the door.
But John, Wu said, remember back in 87, when we started to build the containment devices?
We didn't have any full-grown adults yet, so we had to predict what we'd need. We ordered big taser shockers, cars with cattle prods mounted on them, guns that blow out electric nets, all built specially to our specifications. We've got a whole array of devices now, and they're all too slow. We've got to make some adjustments. You know that Muldoon wants military equipment, law missiles, and laser-guided devices?
Let's leave Muldoon out of this, Hammond said. I'm not worried. It's just a zoo, Henry.
The phone rang and Hammond went to answer it. Wu tried to think of another way to press his case, but the fact was that after 5 long years, Jurassic Park was nearing completion, and John Hammond just wasn't listening to him anymore. There had been a time when Hammond listened to Wu very attentively, especially when he had first recruited him. Back in the days when Henry Wu was a 28-year-old graduate student getting his doctorate at Stanford, in Norman Atherton's lab. Atherton's death had thrown the lab into confusion as well as mourning. No one knew what would happen to the funding or the doctoral programs. There was a lot of uncertainty. People worried about their careers. 2 weeks after the funeral, John Hammond came to see Wu. Everyone in the lab knew that Atherton had had some association with Hammond, although the details were never clear, but Hammond had approached Wu with a directness Wu never forgot.
Norman always said you're the best geneticist in his lab, he said. What are your plans now?
I don't know. Research.
You want a university appointment?
Yes.
That's a mistake, Hammond said briskly. At least if you respect your talent.
Wu had blinked. Why?
Because let's face facts, Hammond said. Universities are no longer the intellectual centers of the country. The very idea is preposterous. Universities are the backwater. Don't look.